Those dates are very important this year. I agree. Sean, it will occur right after Thanksgiving till December 28th. Larry, we have to be done soon to be aired by then. Sean, we could even air it Thanksgiving weekend. If we can air it between November 23rd to December 28th, it will be amazing. But that door is opening from now, 96 through 2003. And whoever does not get into that door, is going to be left behind. Another thing, too. I keep getting these two women dancing around in my head, now. There is a blonde one and a brunette. During the meditation window opened, the two women were teasing, pushing each other aside saying, "Let me see. No. Let me see." The blonde was dressed in what looked like a goldish burnt orange tight bodysuit, with what looked like a gold ring around the neck. She went and changed her suit, and she came back wearing something white that was sort of big-shouldered. It came diagonally across the breast, like a uniform. It buttoned here. She was now wearing the same outfit as the brunette. The screen widened and I could see both of them full view, standing inside a ship. The blonde turned and said, "It is time," and she pressed what looked like a diamond on a control panel that looks like a switch. She touched the diamond and it lit up. Then I saw the underbelly of a ship. But the ship opened and it became very, very black. Like a camera lens. Then there was like a tornado, like a whirlwind, and it sucked all of us up into it, and the bottom part of the ship looked like an eye. The blonde was named Muka. The brunette seemed to be named Ishtiara or Ikhtiara. She is not the same as the blonde. They are similar, but she comes from another race, like she was brought in just to deal with me. A portrait of Muka, one of the Pleiadian women that Sean saw in his vision. During his rather uncomfortable uplink experience drawn by the Lady Junis. Adrian says it is an amazingly accurate drawing of the woman who has become his main contact through the years. Adrian, beautiful. This is great confirmation. Sean, wait. Looking up I can see the window again, with the two women. Adrian, that is probably right outside, they are looking in at you through the monitor. He gets up and looks through the curtains out the window. Sean, let us hope. Adrian, that is a good confirmation. Sean, long blonde hair. What do you think? Adrian, she has beautiful eyes. Cat eyes. Sean, yes. I am also getting the same feeling, too, that I had for 3 days after that lunch that we had at Acapulco S. You know, up in Burbank, that day. When we first seriously started to sit down and talk to Randy about your contacts and bringing out your case. Larry, you told me about that. Sean, looking up. Suddenly yelling. What? What do you want? What? Oh. I am getting that feeling right now. Right now it feels like my whole brain is being downloaded from right here. It feels like my whole head is being sucked up. Images and flashes and childhood memories, and past lives. Future stuff, yelling. Urgh. Quit IT. Stop IT. Milagros, translated from Spanish, he is too sensitive. They are going to put the hat on him. Mother help him. Editor's note, I could clearly see these two women in front of some kind of control panel. They went from guileless and childlike, to cold and clinical. Like doctors performing an operation. They pressed another diamond button and this time Ikhtiara said, "It is time." I saw a clear, brilliant tube come through the curtained window of the hotel room, and it attached itself with the impact of a bullet to my forehead. I then felt something else attached to the base of my skull. The whole left side of my body went limp and numb, like I was having a heart attack. I began to quiver and shake violently. Larry, panicked, are you all right? Looking in Sean's face, oh my god. His left eye has gone milky white. And, there's a white light coming out the back of his head. Larry puts his hand on the back of Sean's head. Maybe we should call a doctor. This is really freaky. Milagros got on the bed behind me sitting in the chair, while Adrian stood in front of me. They were both trying to work the energy coming into the room, but I do not think either of them knew any more than I did what was happening. Suddenly, I screamed as it felt like two red-hot daggers were plunged into both my eyes, and my body continued to badly spasm. I felt sick to my stomach as the bile worked its way up my throat. Then, a tangible, physical pressure began to be applied to my skull. It felt as if a circular vice grip had encircled my cranium, and someone was twisting it tighter and tighter. Like someone trying to crush an egg in their fist. The pressure on my head was excruciating. It felt as though my entire existence was being downloaded and dumped into some huge database. I have spent much of my life collecting information, and now that information was being forcibly sucked out of me all at once. The past, present and future began to run together simultaneously, being turned to liquid and poured into the sparkling stream of time. It was beautiful and terrifying all at once. Brilliant flashes of my past and future lives, Earth history, gleaming cities, great battles, massive destruction, earthquakes, hurricanes, clashing knights, glistening swords, magic stones, crashing meteors, beams of light in space, other planets, priests and prophets, angels and demons, thousands of creatures and beings, good, great and noble, evil, craven and perverse, whole galaxies and universes within universes. All of God was within me, and all of the multiverses were within him, and he was not stretched or cramped in either place. I know everything and nothing all at once. Alas, nihilis, nihilism. But all of it was being pulled out. I felt traumas, conflicts, pain, betrayal and loneliness pour out of me, but also being strangely healed, as my left side continued to go tingly and numb with paralysis. My legs and a drain worked frantically trying to regulate the energy coming in and out of me. I began to sob from the pain and overwhelming nature of what was happening. Suddenly, I saw the kind, benevolent, loving, concerned face of my mentor and teacher Master Rinpoche, the High Lama from Tiang Borch, the monastery I had lived and studied at for those long months in Nepal. His shaven bald head, flat oriental features and burnt and leather skin, like crinkled ancient parchment, softly drifted into focus, like a face breaking the surface of a gently babbling stream. He looked at me closely, tilting his head as he scrutinized me in my agony. Then I saw him on the bridge of the ship, surrounded by a soft reddish golden glow. He stood behind the two women at the console with his hands clasped together. He waited there for what seemed like an eternity, looking calmly but inquisitively over the women's shoulders at what they were doing. "Make them SS stop," I screamed. Master Rinpoche raised his right hand with the index and middle digits pointing upward, and the other fingers hanging limply, in a casual gesture but one of immense power. The two women turned, somewhat startled, but then bowed deferentially. "Please. That is enough," he said. The women nodded, pressed a sequence of switches, and the image in my mind vanished. My breathing slowed. My heart began to pound more regularly. I had lost all feeling in my left side. I staggered into the bathroom and vomited my guts out. As I sat on the floor, wiping my face, the cool kiss of the porcelain bathtub against my back, Milagros knocked softly and came in. "Milagros, are you okay?"
"Sean, yeah, I'll be fine."
"Milagros, oh, man. They did you good. They put the hat on you. I hate that hat. That is why I go with the drain to see the ships for many years, but I will never go on them."
"Sean, why not?"
Milagros, laughs, "Oh no. You should ask. And wind up like you, Madara. They are not coming anywhere near me with that hat thing. No, gracias." I staggered back into the room, getting some feeling back in my left side, but feeling empty and drained.
"A drain, smiling, they are activating you. You are going to get closer to Thetis, my friend, much closer than you ever imagined. Closer than ever before. They are going to start giving you things that are incredible. People will start opening up to you. Amazing things are going to start to happen. So get ready, my friend. You are in for the ride of your life.